doing? Well, I have got the biggest favor I've ever asked in the history to George Carlin of doing this podcast. And I'll tell you what it is in a minute. I'll see you at the Comedy Bar this weekend in Toronto, the 11th and 12th. And that's that. Oh, I'll be in L.A. with Sarah Silverman and friends on April 17th. So I'm looking forward to that. And then you know what else? I'll be at the San Jose Improv doing a show with Greg Proops on the 18th and 19th of April. Last minute thing. And then on the 20th of April, I'll be doing a 420 show at the San Jose Improv. A lot of good stuff coming up. For me, fun stuff. I'll be in Mill Valley at the Throckmoor Theater on the 22nd of April. I probably said the theater wrong, but if you live in Mill Valley, you'll know what I mean. Well, today is a best of show. There's no new show today. All right, that is not true, but I figured if I said that, then it would be easier to George Carlin to realize or to tell you that we're going to have off next week. I don't want to bore you why. I act like it's the biggest deal in the world. For me, it is. So today is not a best of. Today is a new show with Wit and Clay, and it was a lot of fun. It was a shorter show than we usually do because I messed up looking at my watch. I'm like, oh my God, did 3.5 hours go by that quick? It wasn't. But we still had a ball. We had a ball. What's that favor? Oh, it's coming up. So next week we'll have off. So there'll be no podcast on the 11th of April, this coming Friday. At the end, one more thing at the end before I tell you what that favor is. At the end of the show, we do a throwback to the old, whatever that disco song is, Disco Inferno. I just play it out. I mean, we're so into doing it that I think the song ended and you hear us all going, what? We started it over again. But once the song starts, that's sort of the end of the show. You can listen as long as you want. Maybe you could dance along with us. But with the new smoke machine, it makes it a lot of fun. All right, here's the favor. It is to George Carlin a big favor. I'm asking people to go to, for the time being, Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and order my book. Now, here's the thing. If you order the book now, you won't receive it until the 3rd of June because that's when the book is officially out. But pre-sales on the book, and if you order it now, would be considered a pre-sale, are the way you get on the New York's bestseller list. Now, I know very little about books, but that's what I've been told. And I am really, I'm going to push this very hard because, you know, obviously it means a lot to me. I'm so serious. But if you can go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, you order the book, The Todd Glass Situation, and you will not get it until June 3rd. I want to, you know, really go out of my way to tell you that so you know that. But it is a major help. I'm going to be promoting the book pretty heavy, and I'm going to ask in certain situations for people to pre-buy the book. You pre-buy it now. You don't get it till June 3rd, but it is the way you get on the bestseller, New York bestseller list or whatever it is. I should know what it's called. You know what I mean. And if you want to know why, I'll tell you. If not, you can just press 15 seconds over and over and over again. Because as many books as I pre-sell, they all get registered from the first day the book's on sale. So June 3rd, if I pre-sell, you know, whatever, 5,000 books, and June 3rd, the day it's available, I sell 1,000. Boom, that's 6,000 books. That's how they do it. All the pre-sales that are sold get tallied into June 3rd, and that is the day the book is for sale to everybody. So the pre-sales are, I mean, they have over-prefaced this to me, and you know I like over-prefacing things, that the pre-sales are essential. So, all right, there we go. Hope you're doing good. Are you doing good? You are? You are? Are you? Are you going to, am I going to see the Laughing Skull the 5th through the 8th of June? By the way, that's going to be right when the book comes out, so I'll be doing something there. We have a new segment on the show. I'd like to introduce it to you right now. It's called Let's Talk to Aristotle and See What He Ate Today, one of his meals. Aristotle, take it away.
Thank you for asking, Todd. I just ate a whole bunch of French fries from In-N-Out Burger. Not the best dinner. I did eat avocado rolls earlier, but I was really craving In-N-Out French fries, so I got them.
Oh, that sounds like you ate some stuff. I don't want to say it sounded good because I don't know what Aristotle eats. I know it's probably healthy, I think. He eats healthy, although he comes into the studio with some chips. Last week he came in with a big bag of sea salt chips. Were they good? I ate 90% of them. All righty. That's it. Bye, everybody. Goodbye. Breathe in, breathe out. Isn't that what they say you should do? Breathe in, breathe in, breathe out, breathe out. No, it's breathe in, breathe out. All right. Okay, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again, because we're done.
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd, hey, it's Zach. El Zacka. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan. Again. If you don't want me to do the podcast...
Hello? Clay?
No. Let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
Todd, it's Aaron. Mark. I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show.
Hello.
What do I fucking need to do?
Hello. Hello.
Very funny podcast.
Hello.
Todd Glass.
Oh, my God.
Can be found at Nerdist.com.
Hello.
Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Vegas Strip.
That's right. It's a real show, motherfuckers.
Hiya, Todd. Black Horse Motors. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Exciting. Very exciting. You can feel it. I did say I was tired. For some reason, I've been on this cycle of being tired all day, and then at about right now, I pick up my energy. We're going to go nice and slow. I have the fan on, the air conditioning's on. Clay, how are you?
I'm good.
Clay is here. We're going to get to everybody in a second, but I want to introduce everybody first. Clay, what's your last name?
It's Tatum.
Oh, Clay Tatum. That's right. It's an easy name to say. Good. Clay Tatum. I'm good. You're going to be fun because you have an easy name to say. Whitmer Thomas is here. Now, Aristotle said that he had a feeling that you were going to be here when he got here today. I told him. He goes, that's so weird because today I had a feeling that it was going to be Whitmer Thomas.
Did you not know I was coming?
Why don't you pull your chair in and commit to the show? Where are you going?
I really don't know. Like, every week I come in and ask who the guest is. But this morning I was like, I'm pretty sure Whitmer Thomas is going to be the guest today.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm going to get through some of this stuff a little haphazardly. Oh, but also, not that this is even important, but Clay, I went and I just looked at some of your YouTube clips last night. And the one thing, I cannot get it out of my head because it's so funny. You in New York. New York style. It's so like, is that New York style in front of a green screen eating pizza? Obviously, like it's. But didn't you say that a few times about New York style?
You're like, New York style, please. New York, everything, man.
This is New York style. It's very funny.
He's obsessed with everything being New York style.
It was a.
Hey, a New York taxi cab, please.
New York taxi cab.
Excuse me, sir. I would like one ticket for a Broadway play. New York style.
New York style.
One New York style Broadway play ticket coming right on up, sir. Help. I need help for my seats.
Can you help?
My seats.
I've never seen somebody like parody green screen before. It's so much. It's so funny. Like that. It's obviously you're just who says new one New York taxi cab, please. Oh, this guy really is in New York.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all right. So here's what else we're gonna do. Justin is here. Justin, what's your last name? Really loud.
Justin Cousin.
Justin Cousin. How long have you been doing stand up?
6 years.
You can just. I don't like any. I like all the microphones to be straight. I have a disease and I have a sickness. How many years?
Six.
Oh, but 6 years. Are cool. And then Gil. What do you go by? Gil or Gilbert?
Let's do Gil. Gilbert.
Let's do Gilbert. Gilbert's here. What's your last name, Gilbert?
I'm Buddy Size.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Are you shitting me? Gilbert, we're going to call you. Okay. All right. No, you should get your whole name in. Say it again.
It's Gil. I'm Buddy Size.
Out of his size?
I'm
Buddy Size. About his size. See if how long it takes me to get it right. You keep saying it.
About
his size. Oh yeah, you got it. But you know, it's funny. Like I see you guys around all the time, but you know, you just know first names. You know, so when I ask the last names of people that are sitting here, you know, you see them all the time, but you're not sure. Nick is here, and Aristotle is here. And Jake Adams. Now, we have big news, and I don't usually make a big deal about things, but this is... Jake changed his Twitter name. Now, Jake does not have a microphone today. We should give you that mic. But so what is your new Twitter name?
Jake M. Adams.
Jake M, as in Mary?
Yes.
Jake M, as in Mary. You don't say M, as in Mary. It's just I'm saying it to you. So it's Jake M. Adams. Jake M. Adams at Shits and Giggles. Okay, cool. All righty. I'm going to slow. We're going to go nice and slow. And then we're going to do what we do every week. And we're going to have a good time. I feel good. I feel like my energy is just like, now I have too much energy. Okay, there's that. I don't really have a lot of my pre-show, which is great. This is something we can talk about, because you guys could all weigh in about this. Somebody asked, Roman E., you know who you are, Roman, about, and I've heard this a lot from people, start comedy in L.A., is it bad, is it good? Tell me if I'm still sort of, if you're in the same, because you guys would have an opinion on this. You know, I get when people say I'm not ready to move to L.A. yet. I totally understand. There's certain people, but... If you know what to do when you get here and where not to go, you know, you don't want to go, like, you know, but like Jake gets up like every single night and you're around good comedy. So could it be that some people not moving here is right for them, and you see why, and it makes crystal clear, and you're like, yeah, stay back in there for a few more years. You know, you don't want to wait till you're the best you're going to be, but you want to wait. That makes sense. But also if someone goes, fuck it, I want to move. I'm moving there. It that could work too, right?
Definitely, I think.
Hold on, let me.
I think if you're going to start in LA, the best advice that I have is to start with just knowing that you're going to have to be doing it all the time. To where if you start in a smaller place, like a Pennsylvania or something like that, you can get up once a week and kind of take your time a little bit more, ease into it, then decide what you want to do. But if you're going to start in LA, you have to dive into it, I think.
Whoa.
Is the difference.
And where, Clay, where did you move from? Did you move from somewhere?
Same with Wit. We grew up together in Alabama and came out kind of at the same time.
Oh, you guys knew each other in Alabama?
We knew each other as boys.
As boys.
As kids.
Disgusting. doesn't even make any sense. And Jake, you started, where did you start? Oh, you started in Orange County. You know what I should do? Hold on.
Just in case. Now, I know you love this microphone, but you're going to actually need it today sometime. So hold on. That's all right. The podcast is still going on. We did not stop it. I'm moving over here. Hold on. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited.
So if you need it, you know, there's no pressure.
Is that good? And there's a switch on there, so when you put it down, you can turn it off. All right, cool. So, yeah. And Jake gets up. You know, I always tell everybody, I'm like, Jake gets up. I admire him. You know, he every fucking night he gets up. Because I remember years ago, there's nowhere to get up, there's nowhere to get up. And you hear someone say that, and then I'm like, literally, at the same time when Jake gets up, about 6 months ago, I heard someone going, you get up. I'm like, Jake gets up every night of the week, sometimes 2-3 times in one night, like a lot of guys. So I guess you just, it's what you, it sounds cliche, but it's what, you know.
I think the shows have like tripled in the last 3 years, too. Like the opportunities, places to do stand-up has tripled. When we first started, there was one show on Sunday night when we first started, and it was us. And now there's like
power violence.
Five or six, yeah.
Whitmer Thomas.
Whitmer Thomas. Power violence. Whitmer Thomas back on the show today.
All right, we're not ready. We're going to do something nice for Clay because, you know, you've had your... Well, there's been a many, many jingles over the years. What else did we have?
Whitmer Thomas to the Todd Glass Show.
All right. So I think that's... We don't really have a lot at the beginning. Everybody listening, I'm glad you're here. This is going to be just fun. We're going nice and slow. Everything's great. By the way, I saw a commercial last night for Jennifer. I can never say her name right. Aniston. She says that she uses this moisturizer, and that's part of her daily regimen. Mm. But if she was really honest, she would be like, hi, I'm, you know, Jennifer, part of my daily regimen is that I have, you know, live in help. I have a, you know, I have a the money to get daily spa treatments. I have intensive dermatologists that I can go to, you know, intensive treatments at dermatology. I do everything possible, you know, even to say I've never gone under the knife, and I would imagine she probably hasn't, but every single thing beyond that, laser that can help you, and I have a live-in help, I have an assistant, I can go to spas, and I squirt some of this shit on my hand every day. You know, but so, you know, that's what, you know, you can't really, you know, anyway. But who cares? Do what you want. I would do anything. I would do a smoking ad, I decided. I used to say I wouldn't, but if they gave me enough money. Hi, I'm Todd Glass. I would just want to let them know smoking is not good for you kids, and I just want you to know that. But it does make you look cool. I can't debate that. No, it doesn't. It makes you look cool when you're fucking coughing up shit and you're dying. I have to say that. All right, so I think we're all good. Sometimes I write something down and I have no... Oh, no, I know why I wrote it down. Go ahead, what? Oh, live to... You know what? I don't know. We don't need to do that. You know, it helped me to hear it today because it makes you think... You know, when you're 20 and you're turning 21, you think you're getting old. And when you're turning 30, you think you're getting old. And then for some reason hearing this today...
What if you knew you would live to be a healthy 100-year-old? How would it change your thinking about where you are today, regardless of whether you're 25 or 65?
You know what?
Knowing that you had many more years ahead of you.
I'm not in the mood to play it. I'm in a great mood. I'm just, it was like, it motivated me today, but right now, it was basically saying that, you know what? It's all right. Maybe we should play it and take a break and then come back and introduce you guys. Because I thought I had a long thing to go over, but I kept it short because I wanted to get, you know, into the funny stuff right away. All my opinions, nah, I can do them on the opening. I don't have to sit here and tell people, you know. All right. I am choppy right now. I am very choppy. I'm learning to be comfortable with the silence. It's the only way you can have a good show.
The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show.
Thank you. Play more of those. I like those.
Audio 98.
The Todd Glass Show.
Kansas City.
All right. Okay. Here we go. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some fresh air. And there was no opening really today. It was just a quick thing.
Smooth.
How long was that? 10 minutes?
15.
I'm in a very good mood. Are you good, Clay? You're in
I'm
a good mood? You're in good spirits?
Did we ever figure out if the kid's going to do comedy in L.A.?
He's on fire.
You know, no, we didn't.
Okay.
Well, I think we made him. We said, so, you're right. We left it. So you can and you can't. He's sitting home.
That was the worst advice. That's the worst advice. Thank God Clay was there. Oh, you can and you can't. I'm so tired of hearing about Jake Adams. Jake gets up 3 times a week. I'm tired of it.
All the people in my bits are yelling in the background. They're always listening to my show.
Oh, excuse me. Jake Adams gets 5 times a week. Fuck him.
I heard he changed his Twitter handle.
And by the way, last week we were doing a bit. You don't have to know what it is. It involves soup. Hey, is there any more soup? And he was over here just being silly, going, "You want tomato soup?" I said, "No." Then I re-listened to the show, and he said, "Do you want basil soup?" Never heard of it. Can't throw out fake soups, Jake Adams. Would you like some basil soup? All right, so let's take a break. And then we're gonna. Why is that funny? Oh, we never answered the question. You know what? I'm gonna let you make an executive decision.
Clay, hey, but, wait, oh, executive right. Clay is a character he does. Do executive Clay.
Oh, you do. Give him. We have an intro music for you. Intro music. Here's executive Clay.
Hey, sorry, pal. If you don't want to come out here, just don't come out here. I'm sorry, pal.
Okay, there you go, executive Clay. I go old school. We'll take a break. What do we play? You said you have a finish a sentence. I'm going to make people so proud of me this year. It's going to be the year where people go, finish a sentence. Most people that email, they're like, be all over the place. Be where you're at. But that doesn't mean that I can't finish a sentence. Okay. So we are going to take a break. And you said you have something from the vault. Okay. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Right after this. Is something coming? What? No, you didn't listen to it, did you? No, you didn't listen to it. This is betting guitar music. You didn't listen to it, did you? Tell me the truth. Here's what he did. I said, get a song out of the vault. And then here's what he must have gone. Okay, that'll be a good one. I say, I trusted him. I swear to George Carlin. I said, it's all right. I said, pick a. Sometimes we'll go to the lyricist Joe, does the music for the show. We'll get songs from the vault because he does so many songs. We'll play them once. So we've been picking songs out of the vault. It's fun to go through them. You're like, fuck, you forget them. So I said, you know what? I trust you. Pick one you like. Here's him. Hold on. Play that again. Here's him. Oh, yeah. That would be a great one. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, that was the beginning music, but now I can, you know. Now we don't have a song from the vault. Great. Now what am I supposed to do?
We can sing over it.
No. Swear to God, turn that off. Nobody likes that but you. I love this bit every week. I love the bit that he just put. No, seriously, play something that I like. All right, good. You get one over on me. All right, here's what we're going to do. So I'm in a really good mood. I am. I feel great now. I have so much energy. To George Carlin. I don't know what it is. I hope people at home are okay. Right now, somebody just decided to stop listening. Isn't that weird? That's the way I think.
Yeah.
I mean, the odds are 99%. I'm sure everything. There's one person. All right. come on. I gave him a year and I can't. But someone else, you know, might be pulling over on the side of the road and vomiting. Shitting in. Somebody said that people think my show is so funny that they'll watch it with friends and shit in each other's pants. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back right after this with our guests. We'll be back right after this. We'll be right back.
Hollywood calling. Hollywood calling.
All right, what's this? Fucking shitty show? What I'd like to do is introduce. Well, do we have any more for Wit? Have we ever done anything else for Wit?
Please welcome Whitman Thomas to the Todd Glass Show.
It's nice. But Clay, you know, Clay has never been here. Well, let's get that happy music, and then we'll put some reverb in my mic, and let's, and you know when to do that, right? Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead. For the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, it's Clay Tatum. That's right, everybody. Here we go. Ah, yes, it's going to be a fun show. Put that on. The bubbles are going. The smoke machine. It's not enough smoke. Oh, my God. Hold on. That is the... I got to stop it. Turn my reverb off. That smoke machine barely, it just spit out smoke, but not enough. Did you see it like spitting out?
Yeah, it was just
just like tiny little stream. But what I wish you did, I wish you did all this, just never brought it up.
Just do all that stuff and nope, say, please don't mention the bubbles and the what's going on over here?
I unplugged the bubbles.
You did?
I
was so excited. I had a different vision. You got excited about the bubbles?
Oh, no, I unplugged them.
Don't ever unplug the bubbles. And I told you that before. We've got, you know, I like to have fun and keep a loose show. But you have to have rules. And I told you, Aristotle, I told you from day one. And Clay remembers it. Matter of fact, because I remember Clay leaving a message on my machine that he was frustrated with you about that. And we'll play it. We have
the message. Please leave a message after the tone.
And he was mad.
Hey, pal, listen. There's a thing that you did the other day. Hey, man, it really teed me off, and it really pissed me off. And just cut it out. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, now listen. He calls back again. Oh, no. Whit calls. And I remember specifically, and I swear to God, thank God we have a safe word on the show, and says that he was on the show last time, he saw you turn off the bubble machine. And you know, we've seen Whit angry before on the show. You know, we've played messages from him. He has the temper. I've never seen him this mad. So we've talked about it. The only reason I'm playing this, Jake, get it ready, is because I want you to know that we've talked about this before, about never turn the bubble machine off. Because you turned it off when Whit was here, and it upset him very much. Play
Whit. Please leave a message after the tone.
You turned it fucking off! Don't you fucking do that, Aristotle! I fucking told you so many fucking times! Those are my bubbles!
Whit!
Those are my...
Whit.
Fuck you, Clay! They turned the fucking bubbles off!
Wait, who's that?
First of all, stop. Who? But I love it. I love it. I just love it. Nobody would be that upset that Aristotle turned the bubble machine off early. I mean, you're angry guy. Do you remember last time... You called because I made you do the bit that we were very excited that somebody started a Instagram. and we made you call. You go, you got to start an Instagram. You go, you make me want to do bad things to people. That's what your threat was. Since you're not starting an Instagram, that you brings a rage out in you that makes you want to do bad things to people. Anyway, well, that's all I got. So that all. No, do whatever you want with the bubble machine. You know me, easy breezy. That's what they used to call me when I was in the Navy. You know I had a drinking problem, as Andy Kindler said. So anyway, that's all I'm saying. But I will tell you this. I don't know if this is embarrassing. Is this embarrassing for you, Clay? You were very excited to meet Jake.
Yeah.
And do you mind if I play the message?
All right, man.
Is that because you were so excited?
No,
I don't know if it's like bearing your own soul.
Yeah, you already brought it up. Just play it. Yeah, fine.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey.
Like it matters. I like how scared you got. You're like, God damn it! I can't talk before the beep. Maybe get a cup
so you can sound.
Like... Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. No, I get it.
All right.
You don't gotta go anywhere, Clay. You're my guest.
Thank you.
Sit up and pull in a little.
Okay.
No,
this is fine.
There you go. Okay, play the sound effects again.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Todd. It's me, Clay. Listen, who's that? There's a guy on this show that's, that has a sweet voice. Listen, man, if there's a way that you can somehow get me on, that'd be... Oh, is it... Hey, his name is Jake, and listen, man, I gotta go. But hey, if there's a way I can get on the show, I'd like to meet that Jake. Okay, sorry about bye.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Get on the show. He has a sweet voice. How uncomfortable would that make you if that happened in real life? And now he's sitting here, and I played it anyway. That's why it's not. It's a bit. I feel like I lost everybody. Jesus Christ, it seems like only me and Clay really get comedy. I mean, you know. What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that? Did I do something?
You just said something funny.
I did? Thank you. You know how to win me over. Okay.
We still have to play Clay's intro.
Yeah, you... I feel bad. I wanted that smoke machine, Clay, really to come shooting out from underneath. My fantasy is that I can get this... We got a laser, but I returned it because it was shitty. Not a laser, a strobe light.
A laser.
I do have a laser, but it was one dot laser. It was like, it literally took, I'm not kidding you. I thought, oh, it's like $20 for a laser. I thought, I'm not kidding you. I thought I could like push in Todd Glass and then it would spell it out during the show. Not my name necessarily. Could have been. Just for the example, I use my name. But no, it was just the one that went, made a line back. You would need 150 of them to make a little bit of an excitement at a music show or rock show or whatever. Okay. They say the best way to do this is to be honest where you're at. And I talk about this with Daniel Kino a lot. And like in the act, I get it. He goes, don't tell the audience you're high. And on the show, I do all the time because I feel like they understand where you're coming from. So I just say fresh air, and it's not a big deal. You know, it's now the whole show is pretty much like where I'll do my opening, have some fresh air, and then it used to just be halfway through the show, but now I get the opening out of the way. But I had some pot food before the show, and it's really, you know, it's starting to affect me. But in a very nice way. But I like to be honest, and this is the best atmosphere to do that in because it's silly, mm-hmm. and it sounds – no, I've said it. I hope it's a safe atmosphere because it usually is. So you can get as silly as you want. No. I remember once at a party, Jimmy Dore's girlfriend at the time, Steph. Somebody judged while we were high, and she goes, "Steph goes, no. We don't judge here." And that's when I knew I loved her. I was like, "Yeah, God damn it!" I thought the same thing. But anyway, you know, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Yeah. When does that feeling go away? The feeling that you're afraid that everyone is judging you and thinking poorly of you. Whenever you
well,
you know.
it really happens when you get silly because now you're showing, you know, you can. I've said this before, but when you smoke, it can really let a naive side of you out or a very juvenile side. You can ask a very juvenile-like question when you're high because you won't have your guard up. I think those questions always come, and we have those sides. But as you get older, you just sort of naturally or whatever you start hiding some of those things, and maybe you should. You know, I don't want to be like on an airplane and somebody asks me, you know. If I can have a stick of gum, I don't want to go, can I have all of it? Because that's what I'm thinking when I'm high and when I was little. You know. So you have to have some decorum. Is that the right word? So, yeah. You know, so it's fun just when you're high. I don't want to do that all the time because there's a civility you have to have. But when you're high, like, you just let that that guard down sometimes. I think that's why a lot of people get paranoid I don't want to ever sound like the type of person that if somebody had a bad experience smoking because they're paranoid. If smoking doesn't work for people, it doesn't work for them. I know a lot of people like that. But I always want to say, if you're into it a little, give it one more shot with me and my friends because it's a safe zone and you might not be as paranoid as you were somewhere else. Sometimes you have to do more than not even make fun of somebody. When I've gotten lost, when I've been high before or getting a little paranoid, some people can say the kindest things. They're like, you're good. I remember once he just did a documentary on comedy. I wouldn't expect him to be this person. He was in
Jamie Kennedy?
No, the movie. A Few Good Men. He's a comedian, though.
Oh, Kevin Pollak.
Kevin Pollak. Yeah. I was at a party, and you know, I didn't even think he would know to get into my head like that because he doesn't seem like he would smoke pot. But he goes, you know what? You're great. We're all having fun, and you just be whoever you are. And I was like, I fucking love you.
Did he do it in a Christopher Walken impression?
He did. Only after I asked him for the 15th time. I love when people will do stuff off stage. Like, I don't want to ask, but I like people that will just do it. Like, who do we know that will do it?
James.
I was going to say it. Like, just do it. I'll do it. The only impersonation I do, I won't do because it just sucks. But
what when, is it?
Well, it's an old one, and the guy's not around anymore. People know who he is, but they forget.
Ronnie Dangerfield?
Ronnie.
What are you doing over there? Oh, thank you. Phil Donahue. So, do you do any impersonations?
No. Wait, do I?
Clay can do a great impersonation of David Lee Roth.
Can you really? Do you want music?
Yeah. Wait, what's the song? Teacher, Hot for Teacher.
Can we find something?
Wait, what is Hot for
Teacher? I can just mimic it while it's, like, happening.
Oh, it's David Lee Roth.
Yeah, it's
wait,
Hot
what
for
is,
Teacher.
Wait, Hot for Teacher, is it? What's the chorus?
Hey, how do you think we're doing? Wait, hold on. Be careful talking, because then you can't hear anything but what we're saying.
Right.
Oh, got it back.
I'm sorry.
Back.
I learned that in the past when I listened to the show.
All right, okay.
Wait, hold on. I'm not. Give him reverb. I think that's the problem.
Something didn't sound right. Okay.
Thank you. Shut up.
And stop it right there.
Sweet, sweet Waldo. Now, Waldo, I hope you find some friends.
Papa, 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 I have a teacher.
I like it.
Hey, it's spot on.
It is. You know what I thought? I actually thought it was pretty good. Was that supposed to be bad? No, was it? Oh, it was.
It's the last thing you said.
Well, I tell you the truth. Well, because there was a blah, 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 but I it sounded like it to me. I swear to God, to George Carlin, I'm being honest. But is what? Well, I'd have thought it was silly, but
yeah,
I know.
Oh wait, Clay has another impression. This is my favorite thing in the world to do. Buddy.
Okay, well, I love now. I understand. I love.
I want to do a show called Putting Clay on the Spot.
I love impersonations. Place Paul Anka, make a big deal about this.
Okay.
Everybody, this is Clay Tatum doing an impersonation of John Wayne, everybody.
Oh, you do John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Oh, that would be a good one, like an old school one, you know? Yeah. I'm very excited about that. How long you been doing this impersonation?
I have to stand up to do it.
Oh, sure, whatever you got to do.
And make sure you yell.
Clay. I like to be the guy that every time.
You do the gun sound.
All right, cool.
John Wayne. Ladies and gentlemen. Would you like some better intro music? Would you like the smoke?
Is there a way that I can get some Western music here?
Sure. Would you like the smoke machine?
Yeah, I would love that.
Sure. That's. Oh, now picture Clay standing, and there's smoke all around his feet.
Okay. I need that Western music to do it.
Okay. You want us to take a break? If you. You want us to take a break to get the Western music?
Yeah,
well, just we'll talk through it. Do you really need it though?
I don't really need it.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to need it. I'm sorry.
No, no, let's do it right. So I can always... I understand. Sometimes with a person... Do you have any Western music? Okay, so we do have some. No, this is worth it. Okay, so hold on. Right, let me keep our audience occupied. Right now, we're doing the show, and we're just getting some Western music. I'm very good. I'm very professional. I really know how to keep the show moving right along. Did you get some? Okay, now you're going to... Remember to do it into the mic. He's just walking really silly. Like, it looks nothing like John Wayne, and he's going bang, bang. Listen.
Stop it. Hey, hey.
Hey. Move closer to the mic as you do.
Hey, hey.
Picture him walking around like an ostrich. He's walking around like an ostrich, and then he just comes to the mic. Well, you hear what he says. Let me hear a little bit of it again. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Do the bang, bang part again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But I like that. But.
Hey, stop it. Don't you listen to me? Bang, bang. No, stop ya.
Okay, the saloon door's open. You walk up to these three guys. What do you say?
What are you all doing? Why don't you stop it? Okay, bang, bang. Thank you.
Now listen. You walk outside, there's a pretty woman. You go through the double doors, and there she is. You go right up to her as John Wayne.
Whoa, you're pretty. Hey, there's someone behind you. Bang, bang. Okay. Bye.
Oh, my God, you're really riding away on a horse.
Let's get out of here. Clop, clop.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't like
to be on the spot. I'm thank God we have a safe word on the show. I swear to the good Lord. That was unbelievable. At one point, and I feel a little bad, I whispered to I thought it was an I know it's an April Fool's, they're playing John Wayne. Like, I thought they're just playing him from, you know, old. But then I looked over, and I, you know, when I could really tell, and I swear to God, I'm being honest with you, the Bang Bangs. That's what I love about it.
That's that classic John Wayne Bang Bang.
Bang Bang.
I mean, you know, this is gun.
Do you do? What does that say? Oh yeah, why not?
Clay Tatum. Clay Tatum.
Clay Tatum.
Clay Tatum. Clay Tatum.
Let's get the drums going here.
Clay Tatum. Clay Tatum.
Happened once before, I swear to God. The machine that plays the jingles is stuck. Now I could stop the podcast, but what we're gonna do, I have to stop, but I'm gonna let the song go because for some reason the device that records the show will not pause and the jingle machine is broke. So we're gonna get this fixed and we'll be right back. We're gonna get it fixed.
Sing along, I guess.
Clay Tatum. Clay Tatum.
Oh, they fixed it. They fix it quickly when they fix it. Listen, we got a lot to get to. I put so many of these cues behind me. So there's that. There's that. There's that. We did this. I was going to have you sing. Do you guys like, maybe it's a little too early, but I think we all could use it. Nah, I'll do that later. If I knew you were coming, I'd... Do you know this song?
Uh-uh. If I knew you were coming, I'd...
Do you know this? How's it go? It's like...
What if you knew...
If I knew you were... Oh, that's it.
I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake. Bake the cake. Bake the cake.
This is a fun song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard this song? What do you think about this time? It's fun. They were having fun.
Simpler time. Simpler song.
Thank you. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake.
There's an easier time, man. Easier time.
Let me hear that song. The betting. Whatever. Oh, we know this. Come on, you know it. If I did,
fun all day. That was great.
If you
that was really good. We did a good job.
I didn't know if you meant great as being bad or just like, why did I decide to do that in the middle of nowhere? I'm not doing a great job of driving the ship today. I'm not going to lie to you. I'd like to try hypnotizing you guys. Do you mind?
Sure, let's do it.
Not at all.
No. Is this going to be embarrassing for anybody?
Can you hypnotize us? Okay.
No, I'm being serious about this. I don't want to do this bit mean. Why do I go mean lately with
every
bit?
Can you be a dickhead hypnotist?
Okay. All right, try it. I will. Wait, okay, you want to be fucking hypnotized?
Yes, please.
How
yes,
many
sir.
People from the audience want to be fucking hypnotized? Hold on. Let me use it. Right. Should I use this mic? Oh, no. Put reverb in this mic. All righty. How many people here tonight want to be fucking hypnotized? And don't come up here if you don't believe in it. If you don't believe in it, I'll give you your fucking money back and you can go home. How many people believe in hypnotism? All right, we got some people over there. What, you fucking idiots? You just wanted to come. You think you're going to watch a train wreck and I'm going to allow it? No, go to fuck home if you don't believe in it, you pile of shit. Okay, so who's been hypnotized before? I'd rather have people that were hypnotized before. All right, what is your name, sir? Come to the microphone and walk over to the microphone. And I like to paint a picture of a guy walking at a comedy club over to the mic. But it's leaves, a lot of leaves. It's like a comedy club, but it's outside.
Okay, I'm standing up now.
Okay, here he comes walking over. He's walking over.
Hold on just one sec. Let me put my shoes back on.
Flip-flop. You know, one thing I have to say about Jake, can you turn the reverb off? Whenever we can't find a sound cue, he does a great job of faking it. Because I had to look over. I'm like, wait, is that Jake or is that... We didn't have it on the board, but I just thought we had that. What was that thing like when we all take a walk and we play that crunching music? That's all right.
I made it to stage.
All righty. Now, I'm going to hypnotize you. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, fucking close your eyes, you pile of shit. Close your fucking eyes. Can I get some hypnotism music, please? All righty. The deeper my voice gets, deeper and deeper and deeper. I'm not fucking around. You've seen other hypnotists say their voice is getting deep.
I'm not fucking around, you pile of shit.
My voice is going to sound like it's another language and will talk to you in a way that nobody in this audience but me and you will understand.
Die Bilder des Alltags.
Shut your eyes! I swear to God, shut them.
Spür, wie deine Muskeln nach und nach die Spannung verlieren.
Pull your cock out and run around the crowd. Okay, some nights it doesn't work, folks. That's what it always is.
And he runs off of stage after that?
Yeah. Ah, sorry.
Doesn't work. All right, bye-bye.
What do you... You know, every time I see the hypnotism at a comedy club... Nah, I think we've talked about this. I think there's got to be something real about it. Some level.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you've never seen...
Is that a common thing?
Hypnotism?
At a comedy
I'm
club.
I'm saying the word wrong. I apologize.
Magic?
Hypnotism?
No, not magic.
Hypnotism.
People, you know, right now we just lost 300 listeners. You say one stupid, nobody likes a dumbbell.
Wait.
Seriously, don't be a dumbbell. Wait, you got your friend Clay here. Don't be a dumbbell. Oh, is hypnotism like magic?
Wait,
I guess it is, technically.
Wait, do people really get hypnotized at comedy shows?
Well, it's debatable. Some people say no. Some people say the problem is I've never seen anyone break once they're really into it. So no one's that good of an actor. I will admit I don't have the answers. I can't say absolutely not. But I have some theories that making people laugh feels really good. And maybe some of them are getting laughs. They're getting laughs because, you know, they're getting big laughs. If this guy on stage at least knows what he's doing, even as not a hypnotist, even if that's a front. And I'm just saying if it is. If that is a front, he knows how to get these people comfortable. He knows how to get them to do bits. He's seen the audience is going to eat this up. If I can get them to cluck like a chicken, this audience is going to go berserk. And then people feel that. They're getting laughs. So why wouldn't they just keep doing sillier and sillier things? Mm-hmm. Getting laughs is fucking amazing. It's like a drug, right? To make – obviously, it's, you know, it sounds a little cheesy because that's what we do. Now this person that never does that is on stage getting huge laughs. Fuck, if he tells me to cluck like a chicken, I don't give a shit if I'm not really under – You know?
Yeah.
That was a long story for nothing. For Wit to look at me chewing his nails. Bok, bok. Oh, my God, Wit. You just clucked now? Like it? No, I don't want to make you push you to do a bit you don't want to do. Let me try hypnotizing. Clay, right, why don't you try it?
I really want to get...
Try to hypnotize me. Do you mind?
All right, cool.
Do you really want to try?
Can I get music for it?
Oh, Jesus. You're very professional. Can I tell you something? Very professional.
Thank you so much. Okay, Todd. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1.
Now, I swear to God, I'm really going to try to do this.
No, for sure. Okay.
I'm not crazy about this music.
Cut the fucking music. Yeah.
No, let's get something nicer. Oh, I know what we can get. Shut this off. And get that. That'll be better.
Okay, Todd.
Soft, really soft.
Okay, Todd, what I need you to do, I want you to fall asleep when I count, when I say...
It's not really helping
all
me.
Right.
I'm kidding.
All right, no.
Okay, go ahead. I'm on stage. I'm not going to break character again.
Todd, when I say one, I want you to go to sleep. And I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, now you're getting a little deeper, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, and here it comes, 2, almost there, pal, 1, and he's down. I want you to wake up when I say 10, okay? Okay, so I'm going to go 1 to 10, and you're going to wake up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, here it comes, 10.
That was some fucked up shit. I'm not even joking around. What the fuck did you just do?
Hey, man, listen.
That's fucking crazy. I felt like I... By the way, no one ever thought of that. All the stuff they hypnotize them for is always makes them, you know, feel good. No one ever goes, you're burning alive. Have people running around the room in a panic. You're burning alive! I'm the hypnotist. Do what I say. If you're a hypnotist and you're going to be disgruntled, that's the way they go out, probably. If that's real, you have the ability to take one group, that one last group, and go, you know.
It's the dickhead hypnotist.
Yeah, the dickhead. And now the welcome. The dickhead hypnotist. I guess I really just repeated anybody? What you said with an affectation in my voice. I don't know why I'm trying to take credit for it. I felt that was really weird.
Hey, that was
I did go under a little. I'm not even joking around.
It is weird. When someone counts backwards, you immediately just start to fall asleep. I don't know what it is, man.
Hey, by the way, somebody was trying to... tonight, when the doors were both locked, the guy comes in, he knocks on the door. He goes, I'm picking up a car. And he looked like he was really rich. Mm-hmm. And he pulled up in a Testarossa. So I'm like, okay, I let him in. And then his head fell off. You motherfucker! I
and
got
the hits.
You.
Just keep on coming.
And the hits just keep on coming. Keep playing that. I love it. Say something.
And the hit.
Just keep on. Say anything. And then we insinuate it's a hit. And they keep coming.
Okay. The other day I was walking down La Cienega, and out of nowhere I'm like, this is La Brea.
And the hits just keep on coming.
The other day, I thought about something.
And the hits just keep on coming.
I'm gonna take a break and get some fresh air. And we're gonna. How long we been doing?
Almost an hour.
Really?
You sneer.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Some podcasts they do an hour. That's it. Okay, we're done. Hope you enjoyed it. That's our show. Come on, you can't do that to people. Mm-mm. You can't do that to people. That's not very nice. Oh, my God, look outside. Hey, do me a favor. Can you describe to the listeners what is that you just did? Look outside the window.
You talking to me?
Yeah, both of you.
Yeah.
Because you can see up to that point. Oh, shit, look at that. It's a guy on a unicycle.
Oh, man, yeah. This guy's wearing suspenders, too. I mean, this is no good, man.
Do they have lights on them, those suspenders?
Yeah, he's got weird Christmas lights all over his suspenders.
And he's, like, pulling them in and out.
Yeah, he's pulling them out.
Listen, I don't have good eyes. Is this guy juggling?
Yeah, no, he's definitely juggling.
What is he... Wait, hold on. I'm serious. I feel bad because me and Clay don't have the... You're sitting closer to the window, obviously.
No, he's juggling.
What is he juggling?
He's juggling beer bottles. Yeah, beer bottles.
Jeez. I was hoping it'd be something better than that since we're making it up. Why are you being stingy with what he's juggling? A regular person can juggle beer bottles.
He's juggling beer bottles shaped like cars.
Hey, there you go.
And this guy's powder white, too, and he's got a red nose. He must have been drinking, everybody.
Oh, my God. Now, does he... He's on a... Is that a smoke machine? Is that a... Oh, that's an old car run by smoke combustion.
Yeah, he's got smoke combustion car.
And he's winding the front of it up to get it to go.
Wait, what about a guy who doesn't understand what a clown is and just thinks it's a really pale guy who has a drinking problem and a red nose?
Oh, it's a shame. There's a... I went to the circus, and there was a guy. I don't know what he ran around throwing shit out of a bucket, but he was obviously... He was a drunk.
I mean, he had a red nose. He's pale. He hadn't been outside in forever, but he had a red nose. Obviously, a drunk.
I love the guy that knows about circuses. That's the thing.
Never heard of a clown though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Why would he?
He loves going to the circus.
I love going to the circus. But what are those things over there? What is it? How old were you? I'm the best interviewer. I was going to ask a question about the clown. How old were you? Did you ever go to a circus?
I went to a circus a couple times as a kid.
I thought about it yesterday. I never.
No, never. I've never been to one.
I went to Barnum and Bailey's Circus.
How about you? Did you ever go to a circus?
Never
been to a circus. I don't know why I'm shocked, because I just think like now because yesterday everyone that I asked had been to one. I felt like a loser. You guys make me feel better.
Man, yeah, no, I mean, I went to a circus, but mainly the only reason the only thing I was excited about was that they give you a light-up sword. I didn't care at all about any of the activities going on.
Oh, my brother wanted a sword, too, when we went to Disneyland when we were younger, and he goes, I want a Coke, but he wanted it in Frontierland. We're like, why do you need to get a Coke in Frontierland? Because he wanted to go back and get the sword.
That's smart. How old was he?
He was five. He was very smart. He didn't talk till he was four. The joke was I didn't give him a chance. And he was five when I think he started. He was six at this time.
When I was a kid, first day of first grade, my mom asked me right afterwards, hey, did you have any homework? And I said, yeah, it's so weird. My mom was telling me this. It's so weird that the teacher actually did give us homework, but the homework was to ask our mom to take us to the store to buy us a toy.
She'd buy that?
And my mom... And my mind bought it, but was just like, ah, you idiot. All right, let's go. Good for you. And I thought, and then 2 years later, I came back to my mom, and I was like, listen, remember that thing I told you in first grade? That was a fucking lie. That was not really my homework assignment. And my mom was like, I know.
Thanks for admitting it.
Yeah, I know. I knew that. I just appreciated that you would try to convince me.
Yeah, because you were probably, a cute kid.
Yeah.
You know,
she was proud of me or something like that. So,
what was your first – we talked about this last week, and there is no right answer. It's just the most you can remember. It could be when you're four. It could be you're five. Whatever it is the right answer. What's your first memory?
Getting dropped by your dad, probably.
I'd appreciate it if you don't make a mockery of my interviews.
Sorry.
You know, we do the silly show. That's one thing. But now I'm doing the part. You know how the certain comedians, on a podcast, we just talk about stuff. That's what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. I can do both. I do the music. I do this. And I do it effortlessly. Sorry. What?
My earliest memory is probably when I was, I think, three. And I think Whit has memories when he's like one. But it was three, and I'm...
If you tell me it was watching one of my DVDs, I'll be very honored.
It was like...
No, don't. I really want to know what it was.
I was in a Batman cape, and I was jumping around to the Aladdin soundtrack.
Is that true?
That's true.
That's great.
I also have another memory of me naked, hugging my Bugs Bunny, like life-size. Well, to me, it was life-size, but I would hug it naked, and I would like it. But the thing is... I like the way it felt, but I don't think it was anything sexual at the time. But I remember.
I appreciate this feeling.
It felt good.
I appreciate this feeling.
That's like the sucker thumb blanket.
And I also had a picture of Michael Jackson in my closet. And I'm not making any of this up. I swear to God.
And how old were you then? 30.
I was four.
Four?
Around four.
This is peaking.
Three or four.
Michael Jackson was like peaking hunk. Isn't it bizarre that Michael Jackson was a hunk? He was a hunk.
Well, but if you go look back, and obviously everybody I think feels the same way. It's like there are times when you're just not putting any thought into it. You can make sort of judgments that are like, Jesus, what are, you know, words that I don't even like to say now. But, you know, but when you think about it, obviously it's more sad than anything, you know, what, how much he was tormented inward to do that. But you're right. If you go look back to before all the surgeries, and it's like even back then it seemed extreme, but like just even in his first two, he was like a big deal then. But if you look back, you're like, oh, my God, he was like, he was a good looking, he was looking kid. Yeah. He was a good looking kid. And then it just, you know. Slowly happens. But anyway, not anymore.
He had abs. Michael Jackson. There's a picture of Michael Jackson right around the time Thriller came out where he had, like, abs to where if it was 2014, they would have been posting pictures of him, you know, because paparazzi is so crazy, like getting out of the pool with his Michael Jackson abs.
Yummy.
But because it was the early 80s, they weren't able to do that. It's just so bizarre to me that Michael Jackson was a straight-up hunk.
And then try to come like, on! I'm trying to have a good image. Talking about your crush with Michael Jackson, I got to keep the show tough. I got a lot of loyal listeners.
I remember I would dress like Michael Jackson from the ages of like 6 to 9, probably. I just dress like him, wear a deep V as a little 8-year-old kid, deep V neck, and I had the wrist brace and everything. And my dad, I would dance like him and sing like him. My dad was like, "Going doing a Michael Jackson thing, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And he goes, "Don't get too into it." That was his advice for me.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, where's your dad now?
He's you know, just in Alabama, living the life.
He sounds mean.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Pussy.
Pussy.
Well, because at the time, pussy. He was really grabbing his
pussy
crotch and humping.
Yeah,
it was weird to see an 8-year-old child do that.
But he wasn't 8. Oh, you were imitating.
I was 8, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got into Kurt Cobain, and my parents were like, maybe go back to Michael Jackson.
Kevin Meany said, "I had a Wayne Newton lunchbox."
I don't care. I don't care.
Kevin Meany doesn't care.
My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
You ever hear this?
No. I don't care.
Oh, pause it. I hope it's a good thing to listen to. But it's Kevin Meany, a very funny comedian. Stopped doing comedy for a while. I think was doing a play. And he's, to me, one of the funniest, top 5 funniest people in the world that can make me punch a fucking wall funny. And, you know, there's a lot of people that I think are great, but... Without overanalyzing it, I'm not deciding, I'm not overthinking it. I'm just talking about, okay, what are the comedians when I'm laughing, I'm punching the wall? Brian Regan, Eddie Pepitone, and Kevin Meany might be the number one. And he would do the bits. And there is a lot of people now, you know, especially if you're a little younger that he stopped doing it for, they just don't know him. But if you saw him, you would love him.
I feel like I'm pretty, like, I know a lot of comedians. I know the history. Is there a reason why I've just never heard of this guy?
Because probably he was it sort of explains itself because he was, and by the way, you know, you have your lame memory of it. Because, you know, there was a period when I went, "Hey, yeah, where's Kevin Meany?" And then I remember, this is my, you know, I'm afraid I might listen and go, "You have my past wrong." But he was doing a play on Broadway for quite some time.
Okay.
And stopped doing stand-up for a while. And now he is doing stand-up again, but I'm overthinking. No, I'm not. I love talking about comedy, and that's what I'm doing, and I'm not apologizing. I'm going to play this, and it's still going to be great. Why am I getting insecure today?
No,
this is Kevin Meany after every he would tell a joke, and it wouldn't get a laugh, and then he would go off into this thing. I don't care. I don't care. People either were dying or they were wanted to punch him. Hmm. They wanted to punch him.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't. He doesn't care. I don't care. I'm happy go lucky. Women call me plucky. I don't care. I don't care. I don't. He doesn't care. I don't care. Look out, Hank Mancini. Here comes Zini Meany. I don't care. One more time. No! I don't care. I don't. Shut up. I don't. We hate you. I don't care. We're going to kill you. I don't care. Bing, bing, bing. Zoom, zoom, zoom. This is stupid, making noises on the show. That's not right. Why do you do this to your father and I? Good night, ladies and jellyfish. You've been great.
That's the best closer I've ever heard.
He goes on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and he does that, and you see he goes, he works John. Why do you do that? Johnny Carson's going to have you fired. Walking around on The Tonight Show. Why do you do that? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I like to do impersonations of people's dogs. Frank Sinatra, Scooby-Dooby-Bow. You think that's funny? Frank Sinatra's going to find out you're doing that impersonation, and he's going to send one of his henchmen over, and they're going to deal with, you know, and then the bit would go, how you doing? I noticed you do the dog impersonations. They're good. You got one of Frank Sinatra. Drop it out of your act. It's disrespectful. Why do you make jokes like that? That could happen. Frank Sinatra finding out you do impersonations. And then it would just, like, be so addicting. And I used to go see him, and it was fucking the best thing in the world.
Where's he in New York?
He is now in Los Angeles, I think.
Gotta figure out how to get this guy on a show.
I know. It's stupid. I should. But I care. That's the difference. And I, you know, but here's the thing. I'm not kidding around. Okay, listen to me. For about a year ago, I would talk about Kevin Meaney on stage, and I would be so, like, I would say his name 15 times, you know. I go, Kevin Meaney, I go, do you want me to do, you know, this is, I'll do it, but I'm going to commit to it, but I'm going to tell you. Well, I did it like 3 or 4 times, and then I realized it was on a weekend. I thought, I probably shouldn't do that. Maybe I should ask him. You know what I mean? Like, you never know, even though I had fucking said his name, but I go, maybe I just had fun on the weekend. Either ask him, or do I just go, oh, you did it 3 times, then you don't got to worry about it. So I thought if I called him, this is a long way to go, but it is the truth. If I called him, this is the truth. This is what would happen. And it does come full circle. So what to George Carlin, if I went, hey, Kevin, I would just tell him. I go, I know this seems weird, but on the small chance, I just didn't want to be disrespectful to you. I love doing, you know, I get to do the bit. And that's what's so much fun about it. But I'm telling him it's you. Is that okay? Well, he would either say, I don't care. Which would be, I would shit in my pants because he really doesn't care. I don't care. Or he'd say, well, I'd rather you not do it. Then I'd be like, oh, so you do care. You do. You put up a big thing with the I don't care song, but when it comes down to it, you care. I care. I wrote this. This is how much I'm addicted to it.
That's very interesting. I care.
Why can't I care?
I care.
Right?
I really care.
Me. I'm sorry, you care. I care, you don't care.
The topic you mentioned has my full attention.
People like me more because I care. And that's how I'm going to bypass Kevin Meaney. I'm going to care. I care.
Louis C.K. Let me hear what you say.
I really care. I care.
I care.
I really care. Oh, come on, Jake. How long are you going to let me do that?
Was there ever...
The topic... Go, what were you going to say?
When,
I'm sorry.
So since me and Clay have lived here for 7 years, mm-hmm. and it's always been... We've always gone and seen, even before we knew you personally, always would seek out Todd Glass wherever Todd Glass is performing. Was there ever a time where you struggle, where you were concerned with whether or not you were relevant? Like, you know what I mean? Was that ever a fear?
That's actually a really good question. And I think I've addressed it indirectly. Like, you know, it's being very honest, I think, of without making yourself look like, oh, you're just, you know, when there's newer comedians that you're nice to them. Yeah, I hope that's my nature. But it also feeds me, too. You know, like, I think I would be, I don't know, I would think it would depress me a little if I was doing comedy and nobody ever wanted to...
Well, that's
you know, like hang out with me. That you know, when the new generation of comedians comes along, and so sometimes if somebody has to take a picture, and look, I know.
All right.
No, I'm being. This is the shit to George Carlin that you end up wanting to erase because you bare your soul a little.
Right. Yeah.
But you don't mean it. You're going to know what I'm saying from my heart. So if I'm at a thing and somebody goes, "Hey, do you mind if I take a picture?" No, I don't. I would be more depressed if nobody wanted to take a picture with me.
Right.
I'm honored that somebody wants to take a picture. So yeah, I'm not going to play like. Oh, geez, yeah. I'm not at a level with certain people where I get it. I wouldn't judge them. You get to the level where you can't. But at my level, you can. So, yeah, I would. But I know. No, I never worried, but I thought it slowly would happen, you know, so people like you get somewhere, you think you don't know anyone. And this is making sense.
No,
what
it's
I'm
completely
saying.
Making sense.
I just said you get somewhere and you think you won't know anyone. I caught myself. I didn't finish my sentence.
Well, even just as like a non-comedian, like booking a comedy show, there's like maybe 12 comedians in L.A. who live in L.A. where if you put them on a show, it'll draw a lot of people.
Really?
And being...
You're the only one that didn't make the list this year.
Oh. No. Oh. Todd Glass... No,
so
you're
close.
One of those, you're one of the 12 comics, but when did you start to... Because there's this birth of, like, the alternative L.A. kind of... And then within... I feel like within, like, the last 5 years, like, comedy nerds and all that kind of stuff with, like, the Nerdist and all that stuff. When did you start to notice that people were coming when you were on shows, like, the crowd started to get bigger with, like, the comedy nerd kind of...
You know what? Like, maybe two and a half, three years ago. Well, that's when I started realizing how much the podcasting... if I did the Jimmy Pardo show or did Chris Hardwick show or something like that,
yeah.
or I did, you know, Mark Maron, the time before I was tricked. I was tricked. Everybody knows it. Everybody in the business knows it. And Jake knows it. It eats my heart out what he did to me. And it was wrong. No. You know, I know who I am inside. I like the ladies. I do. I like the ladies. What the fuck? I can't help it. I love pussy. I'm not going to lie. I do.
Pussy.
That's why would I play this?
Pussy.
If it nauseated me on my show, why would I let Jake keep playing it like that?
Pussy.
No, seriously, what would I do?
Pussy.
Oh, Jake, play something that makes
pussy.
Me nauseous.
Pussy.
No, I wouldn't put myself through it. One time
pussy.
For the laugh, get a little stomach ache. Please
pussy.
Play. I'm enjoying it.
Pussy.
That's right.
Pussy.
Hello, pussy.
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 Pussy. Right, don't be
sick. Tits.
Sure. Okay.
Sure, I love them.
Sure. So listen. So anyway, in answer to your question, which I love talking about comedy, but I don't want to bore Clay over here. So I'll make it short. Notice I don't say I'll stop. So I'll narrow it down to 7 minutes. Meanwhile, it was normally three, and I gave myself extra time. You always go, let me cut the story in half. I'll chop in half. You know what? It's 30 minutes. You're like, how long was it? It was an hour. Ooh. You know what? I got a story I want to tell you. Fuck it. I'll chop the fat off of it. It's 6 hours. You want to sleep over? But as far as, the sort of morphing in with that sort of as those nights started to appear back from the M-Bar, the UCB, that just all happens naturally. Yes. Now, in hindsight, you can look at it and analyze why. And I think it's because... You know, guys like that really still really, you know, love doing stand-up. I'm not the only one, but it's not – there's guys that don't hate it, but they don't love it. Like guys like Andy Kindler, like, you know, like just sit around, talk with – so you find yourself liking the energy of newer comedians. It's very – so it's – that's what I mean. Like it's fun to hang out with comedians, and even if they're like – you know, 2 year, 1 year comedian, you know, you're like, yeah, they might not be able to do the same that you do on stage, but off stage, they're fucking hilarious. They're funny. They're just learning how to do that on stage, but they're already fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. When you meet comedians that are funny, they're funny, you know, at 20, funny at 19, they're funny. They're just funny. So that thing just sort of happened naturally, but I'm glad it did. Cause I think about it when I go out, go to the living room show, go to, I always mention your show as the, you know, there's these cool little niche places. I'm like, I always think, like, God damn it, I'm glad that I'm a part of this. I'm glad it's fun. You know, it could have happened 3 years after. Or I could have killed myself already. Who knows what I'm going to do? You know, I'm crazy. I'm like a rock and roll star. Anyway, and we'll be back right after this. This is from my local BJ's. By the way, that restaurant BJ's, no bullshit. It's like I'm embarrassed to say it because it's so obvious, but really? It's called BJ's. And I know. It's like I thought about it. I said it. I was going to talk about it last week. I go, it's so obvious. No, it isn't. I don't know the answer. What the fuck? That was not talked about. There is a chain. By the way, maybe people are listening that don't know about it. Do you know of the chain?
Oh, I was there like 2 weeks ago.
BJ's.
Yeah, we know it.
Okay. Would you bet, if you had to bet to George Carr, which means the truth, like no joke, just the truth, that was talked about in corporate meetings?
Of course.
If that's what
it was,
I thought.
Like getting like, hey, we're gonna get the bros on this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like we're gonna get a bunch of bros, and they're gonna think it's funny though. It's called PJs.
Well, yeah, but it's also like maybe and let the only out it has is if it was made in the 50s when people were still named Dick. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's
the only way it really makes.
You know
sense.
That's a good point.
But I don't think it was. I think it was made like 15 years ago. You know what I mean? So if that's the case, then it's just a joke.
Yeah,
we have the owner on the line.
Oh, yeah. Oh really? Do we?
Seriously. Make some. I always play phone noises, and I always tell Jake, it doesn't matter what they are. It just makes the bit seem professional, clicking, banging, ching. Oh, it makes it sound like, oh, they have a real show. Oh, I'm going to make a – let me
– we have a clip from the restaurant, inside the restaurant.
We do? Oh, what are we playing right now?
Oh.
Oh, we have this.
Oh, this is a clip where a guy's interviewing the guy who owns BJ's.
Yeah,
let's get to it right now.
Yeah. So what was your idea originally with opening the restaurant chain BJ's? What would you say?
I wanted everyone to think of sucking cock. So back then we had an expression called blowjobs, and I wanted everyone to think of cum while they ate and things being sucked.
Okay, well, yeah.
So that's why I called it that. I'm very busy.
Okay, okay, I'll let you get back to work. That's pretty much exactly what you thought. So thank you very much for
Tell you about my new restaurant I'm opening up in Florida?
What's that called?
I'll take a break. We'll write jokes and we'll come back. George Carr, that's what we're going to do. Here's my partner to tell you about our new chain in Florida.
Hey, everybody, this is John Wishbone. We just opened up a new restaurant in Florida. You gotta come to it. It's called Anal Sex. It's open every single night, and we basically just serve, chicken tenders. That's about it. So please come.
Please visit our store in Palm Beach called Fuck Me Up My Ass, where we have all the free tater tots you can eat. All right, this comedy could have been better.
I run a professional show. Oh God, want to try this? That's it. See where you're at, silly wise. Okay?
Okay.
Can we play this, please? And then put a lot of reverb in these gentlemen's mic here, please.
Ooh. Reverb.
She'll train us.
Test.
I'll go first. You have to do the best you can do. That's the game. Okay. And can you roll in the bedding? Go ahead. That was good.
Clay. David Lee Roth.
That does sound like David Lee Roth.
That is perfect David Lee Roth.
I'm David Lee Roth, ready to rock. I'm ready to rock.
I always like to give Jake, don't think you're getting out of this. Give Jake a lot of reverb, Aristotle, and stop being so stingy with the reverb. It comes out of his pay, like the joke about the McDonald's ketchups. What are they coming out of your pay? A little pitchy.
Confident.
A little pitchy. A little bitchy. Talking about Aristotle. Because of the reverb. No, I thought that was good. Hey, we have a sponsor. I'm sorry. Do you mind? Ugh, this is embarrassing. What if I really had them as a sponsor? That's how I went to it. This is, you know what? I kid you not. If I didn't have to play this shit ad, I wouldn't. But they're a sponsor.
Try the new wet wipe, shaped like a mitten.
This is real.
Brown-handed, just put on a shittin'. Try the
a shittin'.
Wet wipe, shaped like a mitten. Don't get caught brown-handed, just put on a shittin'. Try the new wet wipe, shaped like a mitten. Don't get caught brown.
Now, to George Carlin, this is real. At first, I wasn't going to play it. I'll tell you why. Because I thought... It's not like we have a elitist comedy on the show, but you think, But then Jake starts talking to me. I blame it on Jake. Jake begged me. He said, give me an early birthday present, Todd. I want to hear you and your friends make a mockery of this ad. No, we started talking about it today. And there were, you know when the questions are gross, but you are asking. And he had some really valid questions. Like, he was asking, like, if you, can you, well, no, use this because you'll be able to, because you're talking.
Yeah, I mean, with the shit, I mean, how, can you reuse it, do you think?
No,
you think
just
you can reuse
it,
or how many come in the package? Or when you wipe, do you just use the front half and then, like, use the back half on it? Or I mean, it's a good idea for your animals or your babies.
And hold on, you forgot the two. And do you look, this is, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this. But, like, he said, do you scoop all of it out? I don't know if you're scooping it out, but maybe Jake, you...
Wait, take it... Oh, yeah.
It's a good question. I just got embarrassed. He wants to know, like, you go to wipe with a glove, what's going on? Okay. If you go to wipe with a glove, like, you get one wipe and then you keep putting on different gloves?
Yeah,
I don't
understand.
Wait,
put
on
more than one. I think
glove.
I figured this out.
You think it's for after you use toilet paper?
I think it's like... yeah. What is the thing that you use... That you add attachments to it. It's like a new mop.
Oh, Swiffer.
Swiffer. It's like Swiffer. You put paper on it, and it's like, oh my god, that's okay. I saw what it is. You add paper to it. You wipe. You take the paper off. You throw it away.
But no, it's not what it looks like there.
But I think it's what Todd says. It's you got to use regular TP, and then you get the shit, and that's where you get.
Watch your mouth,
Chris.
Seriously. I have a show. It's a professional show.
Yeah,
we're voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America. Seriously, I was voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
I won't believe it until I hear a clip that says that you were.
First of all, I was voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America. That's the truth.
First of all.
Personal? Did I say personal?
No, you said first of all.
First of all.
I don't
well,
think
second
there's
of
any
all.
Second.
Second of all, I do have a second of all. Don't think you're one step ahead of me, but you are. I don't have a second of all. I thought I could think of one really quickly. Second of all, but I have nothing.
Second of all, I rock. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, listen, let's relax. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And just everybody take a deep breath. And we're not going to do that shit and zat anymore. We had a horrible conversation. That conversation was embarrassing. What's wrong with us? You know, Clay, you said you're better than that when we took a break, and I want to apologize. He came over to me and goes, maybe the rest of the shit gang of yours wants to talk about shit napkins. But he goes,
the Todd Glass Show.
That's right, motherfucker.
Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
There's a fucking reason that I get that.
Every time I hear
fucking
that,
pieces
I just
of shit. Every year I get it, and they're so fucking jealous of me. The podcasters in the community. This is what I hear. I didn't like to talk about it. I think it makes me look gross, but I don't want to be. They're shitting in their fucking pants is the word out on the street. They're like, what the fuck? This Todd's got smoke machines and lasers. I can't keep up. We're going down. You go over to that show. They got. It's like a fuck. Wow. Sure, guys like Pardo are going to be fine. They're pioneers. But some of these other guys, I start including everybody. You know you want to do damage control. Oh, of course, that other podcast will be all right. I couldn't think of any.
Every time I hear that clip, I always hear, association.
Right.
Association.
Association.
Podcasters Association of America.
Podcasters Association. You were right. You got into that last time when you were on the show. And I told the Podcasters Association. Like, listen, but you're right. Listen to him. And let's bring in a little.
The Todd Glass Show.
Association.
Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Association. He could have said by the Podcasters
Association of
Association.
America.
Association.
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 He's doing a racist Japanese accent when he says association. Association.
Hey, asshole, I got a shittens campaign I got going here. I can't afford to lose it with those jokes.
Podcasters Association of America.
I've got an ad with fucking shittens. Someone right now is going, I got shittens on the line. They want it. I got...
Mr. Glass, yeah, we have shit. Hello. I'm going to call.
Right now, the president of the Shittens. This is not a joke. What's it called? I want to do the bit right. Shittens. Hey, Paul, how you doing? John Stewart over here from Schmittens. Listen.
Also from The Daily Show.
No, I didn't mean that, Jon Stewart. I just, you know what? I swear to God, I just said Jon Stewart, and I didn't. And then as soon as I said it, yes, I realized, oh, there's Jon Stewart. Well, out of all names, I couldn't think of anybody.
No, he owns Shittens as well.
Okay, listen to this. Let me try.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, how you doing? It's Jon. It's I have to be the Shittens guy. Paul, how you doing? Give it again. Okay,
please leave a message.
Paul, how you doing? John over here, Biederman from... Did I give Biederman for the first time? Son of a bitch! Did I use Biederman on the way in? Oh, I didn't. I thought I did it, like, to the guy there. Mr. Biederman, hi.
And the hits just keep on coming.
And the hits just keep on coming.
And the hits just keep on coming.
I lost my virginity to that song. That's a true story. That's a true story. That's a true story. I mean,
and the hits just keep
boom,
on
play that.
Coming.
That's so stupid. Hey, I have a treat for everybody. And you might we've done this on the show before, but I want to do it for you. And guess what? Then we're going to do this game you're talking about.
Okay, well, can't wait.
How do you like the way I run a show?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, it might seem like I get lost for a little while, but I remember as a guest, you treat your guests right. In the break, they talked about this thing they wanted to do, and of course...
Association of America.
Association. Right, people pay for this? No. Therefore, we're going to start giving you money. If the show gets any worse, I'm going to start giving out a dollar. That's how committed I am to doing what I want. You could make money if it. I'll start paying people. Why not pay people to listen? It's nice of them. Todd Glass. I could be like the. You know, Todd Glass is the first guy started paying his audience.
He's like the.
Now he's loaded.
Most diplomatic person in the world.
Well, because you pay in the beginning and then you. Right, there's something there.
Yeah.
Make sure you jot that down, Aristotle. I don't want to forget these brilliant ideas that I have. So, anyway, what I'd like to do is this started to George Carlin is a dream. I've done it on the show before. And but then I thought I could make it a reality, and I did it in my act for about a year. No, for a short period, 1 year, like a month, and then I never did it again. And the thing was to say I had this dream where I was playing the Candyman, walking around the audience, squirting whipped cream in everybody's mouth. That was just a dream. I really did have that dream. And then one night I go, I could do it. So I told the story on stage, and I walked around the crowd squirting whipped cream in everybody's mouth. And that's what we're going to do right now. So
all right.
Here we go.
Wow, that looked good.
Cover it with chocolate.
Todd's getting some right now. Here you go.
Todd is now coming over to play. Oh. Yep. He's enjoying it. And Whitmer Thomas. It seems that Whitmer Thomas is
good. That's very good.
Ooh.
You forget how good whipped cream is until it's dripping on the back of your throat.
Has some.
You gotta love
this
that whipped cream.
This is the worst explaining. I feel like on my part, I apologize.
Now Todd is putting the whipped cream away and is sitting back in his chair.
Now Todd ate the rest of the whipped cream.
The Candyman.
There's no more whipped cream.
The Candyman can because he mixes it.
We have a new trick what we do. After songs, I point to one or two, and then right now I go like this. Number two. And people, it's an inside thing we do. No, I wanted to laminate it. I went, number one says market. Number two says edit song. Because I wanted to have like a system here, you know, where I look over two. When I could just say it. But. Well, I do make them play. I forgot I gave that to you. I swear to God. To George Carlin. 2 weeks ago, I gave him a laminated sign. Because I thought it would be funny with a guest. Gave it to him. I don't know. We laminated it. It says, respect Todd, shut the fuck up when he's talking. And I said, hold it up when the guests come in, but we never did it till just now. We do think of a lot of fun things on the show. You know, these are the fun things we've done over the years. You know, folks, if you enjoy this type of programming, we're going to have to take a station identification and ask you to. So, anyway, there's that. Now we're going to. You have a game. See, I know what I'm fucking doing.
All right, I'll let Clay start it out because he...
Hey, happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. 42 today.
We sing happy birthday to you.
Seriously, everybody, you thought I forgot. I got you good, motherfuckers! Because you were thinking, wouldn't it be fucking... I know, he plays it randomly, but there's just something silly stupid that if I happen to play it on your birthday and you thought I wasn't going to do it, shut the fuck up! Come on, you think I'm going to do that to you? Of course. It's okay to make a big deal about your birthday. I used to be mad at people. Not mad, but I didn't... It's the day you were brought into this earth. Celebrate it! Alright, not that much. Right, come on, Jake. Really fucking killing me tonight. You're killing me tonight, Jake. I got a guest sitting across from me, and you're killing me with these jingles. You are killing me. You are fucking killing me. Alright, seriously. Seriously, come on, you're killing me. Okay, so let me get to your story now. And what the fuck is this? You know, I'm glad you're in the other room now. We have him in the other room now. We built a wall, and he's a producer now. I want the producer in another room. So Jake's in the... Jake, what are you doing in there?
Just getting ready for the next jingle.
I love... Can I tell you, even like a little feedback in it, it sounds so real. I have a producer now. Is Wintermitt Thomas here? You know when they do it on the air. Is Witt here?
Yes, Witt is here.
Well, let him come in. That's how I'd be real relaxed. And then the producer comes in. So we have Wintermitt Thomas here today. Jake, is Witt here?
Yes, Witt is here.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. You know those guys. We were doing last week's. Can you get that? Oh, no, we're going to do your game. Can I do one thing before it? Because I think you might love it.
Yeah. Do it.
It's the guy who, no matter what you say, he argues with you. And I want whoever, I hope you two do it first. All right. And then, so... And if you don't feel it, don't do it. But these sports guys or these guys in radio, they were born in radio. They call you up, what's the 10 best foods? We did it with Ian Carmichael. And no matter what you say, they go, why are you out of your mind? Hamburgers in the 10 best. They're just machines that, like, you can't debate that, but yet they will. Call up right now. And it's just the 10 best this. People say shit, and then you go, like... What, are you out of your mind? So you guys can be the caller? Or do you want to be the guy? Be the guy?
The guy who's against it?
The guy who says whatever they say is ridiculous.
Okay,
I want you to be that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take calls, whatever it is. You can make the first one whatever you want, and then I call in. It's like top this, top 10 restaurants, top 10, whatever it is. Anything top 10, this guy treats you like it's a fact, the way he argues.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right, everybody, we're going to take right now the five best feelings to experience. So go ahead, call in with the five best feelings you've ever had.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Let's hear those feelings.
I got to say, I like joy.
Are you fucking kidding me? Joy? You're going to say joy? What is this, Christmas? This is not Christmas. This is the beginning of spring. You can't be feeling joy. If anything, you got to be feeling... vulnerability, right?
Hey, Bobby from Rancho Cucamonga, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I gotta say, love.
Love? You've been in love? You love love?
Gotta put it in there, the top five emotions.
Ah, no, 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 no. If anything, I'm gonna go with satisfaction. Because why not?
Yeah. Say your favorite color is, you know what? I'm not tired of doing this bit. I want to do your game. What is your...
All right.
Thank God.
Well, let's let Clay kick it off. Christ. But you don't have to set it up too much. I want it to be a surprise for Tom.
All right, cool.
Hold on 1 second. Let me take a deep breath.
Okay, Tom.
So it's your game.
Just imagine all of us in here are in a car right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're just driving.
Okay.
And I'm the driver.
It's been quiet for a while.
Hey, guys. Listen to me. Listen, I don't want to be this guy, and I hate being this guy, but I've had a real shit of a day right now. And I know we haven't been talking at all in the car right now, but listen, I just want to listen to some music. I need to clear my mind. I just need to fucking just, like, listen to music and not hear anyone talk, all right? So can we do that?
Yeah, that's fine, Clay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we'll just cut out all the talking and just listen to my music, all right?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Cool, thanks.
Found a peanut, found a peanut, found a peanut just now. Cracked it open, cracked it open, cracked it open. It was water.
And I was in the way of this bit that's brilliant. I'm going to do for 20 minutes.
All right.
With my shit that I was talking about. I apologize to the audience. I was rambling on in the way of this fun fucking thing.
Wait.
I'm over there. Shut the fuck up.
We have two more songs. Can I do the next
one? I want to do it, too.
Yeah, let him,
wait, let's let you do the last one.
No. You pick the songs?
I'll do the – we already picked the next two other songs.
So you pick the songs.
Yeah. Can I do the next one and then you do the final
Absolutely.
One? Absolutely. Okay.
I'm happy you're letting me do any of them.
Point to Jake when you're ready.
Did you pick
Can I ask a question?
Huh.
After we do the two-year wait, can we do like pick two more and do them? Because I have songs in our arsenal I think would be fun.
But the idea is to get more and more detailed with how
I love it. I'm so excited
feeling.
To right. do it. You don't understand. You know how much manners it took to let you go first?
Okay. Just so you know. All right.
Just so you know. Oh, this is the best
the
of the best.
The next song. Hey, Jake.
Oh, don't worry.
We got
here.
It. We are.
Wait, hold on. Car. Ready? Okay. Guys. Hey, guys.
I like that.
I mean, I know we've been quiet for a while, but I just found out my girlfriend's been cheating on me. And I don't know. I don't have anybody to talk to about it. I know you guys are busy, so I just feel like maybe I should... I don't know. I just feel like playing this song. I feel like maybe it'll make me feel better. So, you know, would it be cool? Is that okay, guys?
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool,
just,
right,
yeah.
Thanks. All right, I'm just going to press play right now.
Little bunny foo-foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Down came the good fairy, and she said,
Guys.
Little bunny foo-foo, I don't want to see you, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Oh, what if during the music he's yelling? Keep playing it. Okay, so
little
sit here. And we'll enjoy the song.
Anyway, I found her fucking another guy. She told me she didn't
down
love me anymore.
Good fairy, and she said,
I hope you like this song.
I don't want to see
Here we go.
All right, your turn.
Okay.
Next song.
Got. I cannot believe this. This is just... This is the worst fucking trip I've ever had. I swear to God, the fact that none of you can have civility. All I did for 5 days was try to ask you guys to get along. For 5 goddamn days, try to find something that you have in common. But you all worked so hard to find out what you didn't have in common. And you went there. And you relished in it. You all have enough in common, but you loved it instead of appreciating each other. And if I could just ask one fucking favor to redeem yourselves. Can you shut the fuck up? And let me just put a song in. And let me enjoy it. And
yeah.
Shut up and listen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high.
Oh my God, that's such a fun one. Can I just listen to my music and escape this fucking shithole? Can I just... When my mother was dying of cancer, she played this song. Can I just listen to it?
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you!
Break it down. I was working late on my Haftorah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He said, tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the Wolfen Clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. But tonight, let's gaze at the moon.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I hear a funny noise out back, and if you don't mind, I'd like to go check to make sure I lock the door. Can you run the, I hate to take a break. We have to shut the equipment down. That takes a lot of knobs. And it's like, you know, we run a big, this is a big podcast. We don't just flip a switch and it's over. You know, we got to, and then, so could you keep it going for me while I'm gone?
Sure, yeah. Of course.
Now, Jake has done this before, so I can give Jake the mic because I think he's going to be the most comfortable, but I really appreciate, I mean, I might be gone for a few minutes. You're comfortable?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, totally.
I hope I'm not insulting you by even asking.
No, not at all. No, yeah, no, we're good.
And you don't, you feel it's going to be quality?
Quality.
You
can, I mean, we have
would
plenty
say
of
that.
Stuff
Who
to
would
talk
say
gone
that?
For 5 minutes, you're gone for an hour. You're going to get some
Oh, you
stuff.
Know what? That yeah. makes me very comforted.
Clay,
so you know what you're doing. There's a look at you. I didn't. You've done this.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, have you done?
Clay's a great host.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel better, actually, now.
Yeah.
Because I hate to stop the show, you know? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. What's going on over there? The headsets don't work? Hello? Can you hear it? You can't hear it?
I think the red light. This one's on too.
Well, everything will be fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, no, it'll be good.
It'll be
Go
fine.
Take your break.
They'll hear us.
Okay.
We'll speak loud.
These? It's okay. Well, we'll talk. We'll do it later. You'll be fine. Hold on. It's okay. I learned, don't be nervous when this stuff happens. Hey, you know what? The audience is with you. That's what's cool. Hey, dude. Now, you know what? Look at us. Bless you.
Thank you.
I can have no movement in my studio. I run a Zen worship. The movement is... Why are you looking at me like you're scared? I swear to God, I stopped a bit because I looked up at Justin. He looked at me like he was going to cry. Move all you want. I, you know, I kid around. I don't give a shit. I try to sell it as I don't care. I don't care. What do you, you know me... Bounce around. I don't care. You know,
what about that noise in the back? It's really starting to scare me.
What noise?
That noise back. You said.
The noise in the car.
That you had to go check on?
Oh. That would be a bad play, I take it. You know, like in a play, if someone doesn't do their line, then you know the other person. Isn't there someone you wanted to tell us you met? It's really hard to get them to answer. Isn't there someone that you wanted to tell us that you met? And you got to be a really bad actor to go, no, stop saying that. Like, instead of taking the...
That's not the line.
It's yeah. not the line.
Okay, here we go. I'll be right back. Thanks
okay.
a lot, guys.
Yeah,
I really...
No, we got
I want to thank
it,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad thank you're here. I'm right, glad cool. you're... Okay, I'll be right back.
All
right.
Okay. So,
Yeah, no. So, I...
Well... do I have this right?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't figure out if it's close enough.
Damn it.
Wait,
fuck this
you,
shit.
Wait, man. Can you hear me?
I can fucking hear you fine,
wait,
man.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, okay?
Wait,
I'm so fucking scared. I don't fucking know what I'm supposed
hey.
To do.
Wait, come on.
What?
I hear that you're from Arizona. What the fuck is
I'm
wrong with
from
this
that we grew up together. What the fuck?
Listen, hey, wait.
Yeah.
I hear that you're... I hear an interesting story that you're from Arizona. What
no.
the fuck is this mic? Is it picking me up?
No.
Hey, listen.
I'm from Alabama.
Alan, and wait.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Okay. I'm fucking...
Calm down. Just cut it right
okay.
here, okay?
Okay, 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 okay.
I hear that you have an interesting story about dogs. What the hell is wrong with this mic?
Oh, God. Oh, fuck you, man. I'm afraid of dogs.
I heard that you are big fans of wiener dogs.
No.
What the hell is going on with this mic?
I
listen,
love
hey,
wiener dogs.
I'm gonna,
oh, my God. Oh, shoot, man.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I got it right here.
Wiener
so
dogs.
I heard.
Hey.
How'd it go?
It was good. I mean,
no. You had a good. What did you guys talk about?
I mean, we talked about dogs and where we're from mainly.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
Now I'm asking you, and you be honest.
Yeah.
How did they do? Seriously.
Todd, they did probably the best job I've ever seen for somebody taking over.
I'm not stupid, and I'm glad I can. You when you hear what he says, you can look into his eyes. You know he's telling the truth. So thank you very much. What did you guys talk about?
We talked mainly about dogs and where we're from.
Cool.
Yeah, they, I mean...
By the way, who would get that nervous? That's what I love. Why do, that's, to me, the way I get more enjoyment out of a bit, to keep reminding myself that really, you know... So what were you saying?
We were just saying we were doing great. Like, hey, you're gone. And
we were talking about dogs. We were talking about where we grew up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's your favorite
dog? And then
we
said no one would do that bad because you were crying. Like, who would get that?
I wasn't crying. What?
Well, you were crying.
You were crying.
I was in the other room. I couldn't pee because I mean lift boxes. No, I couldn't pee because I was laughing so hard because it went so bad so quick. And I was just picturing two buffoons trying to. One guy's crying. The other guy's trying to get some story out of him. They have some idea.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I hear you have a dog.
Yeah. And you're Mike. How much Mike movement? The two of the most idiot guys. Yeah, that's their. That, they don't even know that about radio.
I hear you have a dog.
I hear you. Who could not know that that's bad? I don't care if you're 1 week in the radio. Hey, stop moving the mic around. I've only been doing this a week. Is this annoying? What do I know? We have to go in for the close.
Oh.
Going in for the close now.
Well, what time? What time is it? Oh shit! Get back in the car. We have a little more time.
Okay.
Come back in the car.
All right.
Hypnotize.
Getting buckled.
Hey, listen, guys. I know that we're going to be on the road for a long time now, okay? But listen, I've been going through some fucking shit lately, and I hate to be that guy. I really hate to be that guy, man. But can we just go this whole ride without saying anything? I just need to fucking clear my mind right now.
No, sure, dude. You're driving your rules. All right.
That's
cool.
Right.
All right, cool. So I'm just going to pop on my favorite playlist because I just had to clear my mind right now.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as...
Listen, I can feel the awkward tension in here. I totally understand.
Hey, whatever you want to play, you're driving, your rules.
Yeah.
All it did was bring back great memories.
This is what I'm saying this.
No, it's fine.
Have you had a best friend fuck your girlfriend?
I never want to go there.
I don't want to go there. It's a bad place
Listen,
to go.
So you're totally cool with me just turning everything off, just listening to
my
jams.
Yeah, understand one thing. Jams.
Okay.
We're your friend.
All right.
And if that's what's going to bring you peace after what you just told us you went through, play it and get where you need to get.
Yeah. All
right. I'll play it right here.
Snow. And everywhere that Mary went, Mary went, Mary went. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. It followed her to school one day,
Do you have one for you to do it? I don't want to see what it is, though. Do you have one for you to do it? It's so much fun, Jay. You will like doing it. And I want to do it a second time. Okay. Okay. I'm literally hiding my eyes because I don't want to see what the song is. It's fun every time. The buildup of can I just listen to my music? And that's what that person listens. That's what they listen. Can I just please get in a headspace? Do I ask that much? I'm gonna play the song. I used to play this when I was
in college.
In the military.
In the military. Before going to the battle.
Man. Okay. All right. Let's just get it out of the way before we get all the way home and we can't have a chance to talk about it and just go in our beds. Thank you for coming to the dinner party, but are you seriously going to bring up her ex-husband before we even have dessert? Yeah, maybe once you have enough drinks, you're allowed to bring that up. So can you please just have me sit here in silence for the rest of this ride?
Hey, man, it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't be
out. Of course.
Because
you're obviously upset we're having dinner in the car. Things are not going well. So we're upset we're eating dinner in the car. And you know what? Thank God you're the one driving. So then what you want to do, you write the rules. You don't have to be upset.
I was so angry I forgot. where we're having dinner. I just need to just listen to my, I need to go to my happy place. Okay? Thank you. Are we good with
yeah,
this?
Yeah, play your song, man.
Just,
we're good.
Hey, listen.
Good.
Okay. I don't have to talk play throughout this whole ride. You just,
any,
yeah.
What I'm saying right now isn't even necessary.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it.
Oh, my God.
Tosh, can you do one more? Please.
I'm just, do I have a song?
I have a good idea for a song.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't have to know what it is. I don't have to know. And then we're going to take it home. Justin, what are you saying? What are you saying? What? What?
I was just expecting when we clapped our hands for you to tell us to shut the fuck up.
Silence!
I would never tell anybody to shut the fuck up. Oh, you mean because of making background noise? Oh. You know, I don't like that sign. It's disrespectful.
Where do you get that made?
What, you think they'll give me my money back for the lamination?
Where do you get that laminated?
So cheap.
Kinko's?
Oh, you're trying to impress me with your lamination knowledge?
No, just,
where do you get your lamination? Listen, you have a song?
Can you take off your headphones for a second?
Sure.
And then start yelling?
No.
About what?
When you just want to get from the right place. I want you to hear it.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, he doesn't want you to hear what the song is.
Oh,
so that when
okay.
you do your one.
I get it, I get it.
So
thank you. I didn't get it. I thought he was yelling at me, and then I realized he wasn't. I did. I thought I ruined something somehow. I don't know, you know. I never know. All I do is try to stay out of trouble around here. That's all I try to
did
do.
Did you really have Patton Oswalt and Judd Apatow?
Listen, it excites people. I stopped asking.
He's finding a place. All right.
Everything's fine. How are you doing at home? This is a good time to talk to them. Up to now, you're just doing our bits. How about we take time to talk? Literally. Hello? Hello?
What are you wearing?
We're spending time. Right now, we're with people. Get into their situation.
You wearing a thong?
Get into their situation. Don't have to be disrespectful.
Are those real? Are those real?
Put your feet up on the sofa. Somebody was able to do that. Like, it's not for everybody. You know, somebody, honk your horn.
Kiss,
oh, my God, they did it.
Kiss
okay,
your
we're going to do it again.
Kiss your couch.
Get your couch. Seriously, just do it. Shut the fuck up. We're not asking you to go into the living room and lean down. If you're where you could just do it because you're already laying down, right? That's what you're talking about, right? Kiss your couch.
You know what a fun bit to yeah. do is?
When hop, 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 hop. Okay.
When someone's having
jump and stay jumped.
When someone.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's one of your jokes.
Listen, I would never do bits for my ass.
About the pigeon getting out of the way, just jump.
Oh my God! I'm using bits from my act. No, in all fairness, Jake did yell it out. He's trying to sabotage me.
You know what a funny bit is? Next time you're in an important Todd, next time you're in an important Hollywood meeting,
sure,
you got one.
Sure.
Go ahead, tell me. It's fun.
Oh, sure.
It's fun to kiss.
Well, was better than me saying sure. And I did say it ironically, by the way. Was with Jake's acknowledgement of it, I instantly loved. Because I knew, sure, why else wouldn't that happen? Sure. Sure, like I'm not going to go, me, Todd. Oh, there you go. So far, so good. Sounds like a daily thing that I do with the... Todd, the next time you're in one of those fancy schmancy meetings... Oh, my God, I was working out with my headsets. I hope my voice quality was good.
Are we ready? You got it?
You know what I mean? Like, could you put your headphones back on? You can hear what you sound like. Oh, can I do this bit?
Yeah.
My ride's here.
And she goes, get it.
You know, you were rude like that once before. By the way, that was still one of my favorite things ever on the show, to go, my ride's here. You were the first person. He goes, well, you better go then. Shut up. Now you better go. No, I guess, if it's here, we don't want to keep you. So
I don't think you should make him wait. All right, go, Todd.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Okay. Oh, my God, you guys. The worse I look, make you look, the more fun it is. No, I don't want to do it that way. Look. Thank God we got off that gravelly road.
We're back.
Back on. That was nice road for a while. The smoothest road I've ever heard. But this is better than the first road.
You're lucky I'm Zen, you pile of shit. You're lucky I'm Zen, you pile of shit. Yeah, that's right. You're lucky I'm Zen, motherfucker. Yeah, why am I shooting a gun into the air? Because I'm Zen.
That, shit. Hey, do you have jumper cables? Why shouldn't we be friends? I like all my bits to end happy. No, seriously. That bit went a little weird. I get it. If people are asking for 100% accuracy to my bits, well, you're going to be let down. But in that thing I just did, there was something funny. I got lost, and I got out of it. Now we're talking about it. I think that's the best part. Hello? I'm the worst sound effects person in the world. And the phone was ringing.
Wait.
Okay.
What? What are you doing?
I don't know where I'm at. Okay.
You're in the car.
Okay. Oh, I'm doing the bit in the car. Okay. Well, the car keeps scaring me. Every time it starts, I think I'm in another bit, and I get nervous, and I thought I was getting backlogged with ideas. It's the same thing where I go, the music. I got it. So, guys, if we can just listen to some song. This is the song when I was in the military I would listen to every night when I went to bed and somehow calm me over in Afghanistan. And I'm hoping that it can calm me now so I can get to a place of civility. Because you just let me down. All I wanted to do was get together with the family and have fun. But let me just listen to the song that got me through some tough times in war.
Okay, Todd.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, man.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world.
Night I would play this, and I would rock in my bed.
He's got the little bitty baby.
And you're gonna think I'm making this up, but everybody in my barracks sang this song. Yes, it's a true story. All right, well, we gotta go to close. It's always sad. Unscrew that. You'll be fine. God bless him. He has 17 more chances. I like to leave him on a loose. I like the color changes. So we're going to say goodbye, and then we're going to end with some, you know, just some good old-fashioned get Aristotle. Are you in the mood to, like, drum like a motherfucker? Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
I just hate the sound of my voice.
Therefore, that makes me feel like the worst person in the world because all I do is ask you questions.
Aristotle.
Hey, I want to thank our sponsor, Shittens. Seriously, I know I made fun of them, but it sounds great to... Seriously, I know it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, but what if they really were a sponsor and that's how bad I was at losing sponsors? No, it sounds like you put a mitten on, you scrape shit out of your ass. So whatever it is, I think they know what they're doing over there. I might sound silly to me, but Shittens, pick one up at your store. And I don't know. Be prepared to be grossed out. Hey, Todd, you lost a Shittens account. Why? I can't make a joke.
Why?
I can't make a joke. These Shittens people are killing me. I'd rather not make the $50. That's how little I was doing it for. I had a horrible manager. He got me $50 to mention Shittens. Anyway. Oh, my God. Look, they're marching outside.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Look at that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they came inside. Look at that.
Sorry. I am so lost. But I have to. I know we have to go.
Todd.
We have to go. I was going to do this marching bit, but I didn't have the energy to do it. It's a bit where I yell at you. We hear, "Where are the troops at number one?" And then you get it wrong, you two. And I ask you, "What did I just say?" But you know, and then I wanted to dance too, but I'm like, I don't know how much energy I have in me to dance. This is a one man show. I didn't have the energy to dance anymore. Seriously, Clay, are you all right? That's all I'm really worried about.
I'm fine.
You sure?
Okay.
You don't know how excited that this one here was. He called me the other day. You didn't do anything I say, yo. He called me clucking like a chicken. saying he whatever in comedy.
Please leave a message after
in comedy,
the tone.
You have to do whatever I tell you to do. You can't say no.
Hey, Todd, this is Whit. Listen, man. You know I got a buddy named Clay, and Clay's the funniest man I've ever met in my life. And I'll tell you, I would go to the grave for this motherfucker.
Whit!
Hey, Clay.
Whit, who are you talking to?
Talking to Todd right now, man. So I'm about to. Anyway, man, I would do anything for him. Hold on just a second. Let me cluck like a chicken.
You really back into that one nicely. Seems like that was like a horrible Mad Libs.
All right, so I got to go. Bye.
This is a safe zone. I'm sorry. This is a safe zone. This is a safe zone. You did it to be funny. That's why I didn't mind. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Sure. Please say yes. Please look into my eyes. I'm the one who will be hurt. You guys are something.
Todd.
I love to look at Nick taking his shoe off, looking at it like a dumbbell. Oh, that's the camera. I swear to God. I thought he had his shoe and he was looking at it for like 20 minutes. I just pictured.
Bunny foo-foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head.
Down came the good fairy.
He was looking in the lens, and I thought he was looking in his shoe. So I thought, how long is he going to look in his fucking shoe? First of all, the fact that I saw him doing it for the last 20 minutes, I think was nice that I never said anything because I didn't want to be like, why are you looking at your shoe? Like, let him look in his shoe. I all this time to find out he's looking at the camera taking pictures. Like, sometimes he looks down at the ground. I don't know what he's doing. Does a lot of artistic stuff I wish I could teach him not to do. He focuses. He thing gets up, he brings apple boxes. Come on. I'm just, how you doing?
Doing good,
Todd.
Hey, is it okay? Can we tell somebody about something?
You can tell anybody. Yeah, we're going. Yeah,
me and Clay have a show called Stone Quackers that comes out either in April or or May on Fox. Everybody should watch it.
It's on Saturday night.
On Saturday night.
I've never done this. Okay. I demand you to watch it. Now listen, I have ways of finding out. I'm number one in the podcast. Hi, everybody. I'm Todd F. Kennedy. Somehow that happened. Clean up your house.
Association.
Association. Association. Association. Is this a show if I'm having fun? I mean, association. I could do that for 10 more.
Association of America.
This is the podcast. This is Association of America. It seems more regal when you hear it from this guy. You know, if we're not going to judge, whose voice tone is right? Whose is wrong? It's everybody has different tones. But why do you not want it like if they – let's say you order your jingles and then they came back. Number one, by the Podcasters Association of America. Right, is there anybody can do it a little – you know, how do you go, well, that's their voice, you know. Number one, by the Podcasters Association of America. I don't know if I want to play that one. Don't they have a deeper one?
Association of America.
Yeah, that's something like that. Something like that.
I like that.
I like that. I don't like the other one. The podcast is this. Right, listen, this is not a show. I beg your pardon. I'm thinking about writing song parodies. You know, I know. but I still think it's so worth it to do my shitty song parody. We tried to find the karaoke version to this song. We couldn't. So, so we talked before the show. I'm like, and we're both like, I go, you know, it's not even worth it. Don't even put it down, which I did anyway. And then also, I could, you know, that song, I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I wanted him to get that song so I could play it. So then I could say, I beg your pardon. I never promised you a roast beef sandwich. The worst song parodies in the world. You're like, I guess you changed the words. I don't know how funny that is, though. I think crowds would like it in some clubs. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a chicken salad sandwich. People are like, you know what? I like this guy. If he lets us sing along, we'll come see him. Anyway, shittens. Remember, why would you want to use toilet paper that you've been comfortable with and has done it perfectly? Wouldn't you like to put a mitten on your hand and feel like you're actually doing it with your own hands? Why have a disconnect between your shit that's coming out of your ass and what you're wiping it with? Put the glove on, and like we said before, feel the fingers wiping the shit from your ass. Why would you want to use scrunched up toilet paper to put as much civility into a very embarrassing situation? Why wouldn't you want to make it more awkward? Put a glove on. and then wipe it off, just like you're using your own hand in the barbarian times.
Use your fingernails.
Use your fingernails.
You don't clip it for a reason.
You know what? I'm glad. What I do on this show is I bring truth to the people. I uncover scams. I got Jennifer Aniston with her lotions. Oh, come on. Hi, every day I have maids and people.
That's a Todd Glass exclusive.
That's right. I should be like those. I'd be great as one of those. Okay, we got to go to the close. I'm going to let you decide what we do to close.
Okay.
I want to thank you guys for coming by. You know, Justin and Gil, you guys are like... We used to be neighbors. Now we're friends. And then we became better friends. And then we had a year where we didn't really talk. Why paint this picture if you're going to... Oh, God. It's funny. I find where I'm going, and then I get lost again. So I guess it's better to go home. Well, I think so. I mean, I got it.
What?
Yeah. And here's the deal. I want you to... I'll only do it under one condition. If you don't want to do it, you sit down. We'll know one thing about somebody. If they're dancing, it's because they still are feeling it. You sit down when you don't want to feel it. The minute the last person sits down, the music will go off. Will you hear the music? The disco ball will be on. The bubble machine. You know what happened? Nick almost choked himself to death on my expensive cords. You notice that's the person that cares more about the cords. Whenever anybody says anything like that, yeah, your brother almost strangled himself to death with my expensive stereo cords. Well, I don't think that's the main thing. But no, he tripped. He was taking pictures in a very artistic way, and God taught him a lesson by choking him a little. We didn't want to see him dead. But God said, remember about Todd, how he doesn't like movement. And then he choked him a little, and then he goes, ah, and he got nervous. And that's why I feel bad. He doesn't deserve that. He deserves worse. He should get electrocuted a little bit. Every time he moves more, a jolt of electricity should come through his lower spine, causing nerve damage, but repairable through an expensive surgery, which he gets and has a lot of success with. I just give him a long road. But at the end of the day, he's back to normal, almost better than in the beginning, he says. He goes, you know, I'm almost better now. So, but that's what would happen. All right, let's say goodnight. Okay, listen, let's get it through the house here. I'm going to get a drink of water. Everybody, it was fun, right?
Yeah.
The weird way to end a show, right?
It's great.
Hey, it was fun, right? That was good, right? You say that in bed to a girl? I always go girl. I go old school. Old school.
And the hits. Just keep on coming.
Instead of saying close-minded, I go old school. What? Yeah, guy and a girl. I'm old school. Well, I don't know if you would call that old school.
I'm classic.
I think, you know, a man is supposed to go to work and a woman is supposed to stay home and take care of the kids. I'm old school. Well, you make it sound like it's a good thing. You should be embarrassed. But I'm old school. Well, aren't you, you debonair, old school, crotchety fuck? All right, listen. I got to go. You guys have been great. I wish I could do longer. Stop it already. Okay. Let me tell you what's going on. Every time I go to break, these two guys look at me and they give me the stretch sign. They're like, come on, we're having so much fun. Right. Okay, so we're done. Does anybody have any last minute words? Did you want to plug anything? Because these Let's people are listening.
All right.
That's why I give them right up to the moment of the plug. I go, and I keep them listening. Right? You think anyone's turning it off right now? Don't you think right now everyone wants to watch? I get everybody's attention. Of course I have their attention. No one. And then I go, boom, what is it?
Every Saturday night, starting April 19th, maybe, hopefully, on Fox, there's a show called Stone Quacker, starring Whitmer Thomas and Clay Tatum, created by Ben Jones.
Got to check it out. It's about me and Clay when we were kids, and it's a cartoon, and it's really fun. And there's no cynicism.
No, you being honest?
It's just sweet, we're not joking. Fun. Yeah, check it out.
It's called Stone Quackers on Fox every Saturday night.
Check it out.
What the heck is wrong with you?
A long time on it.
Take out back.
No, we're going to definitely check it out.
Thank you.
I know you think you don't think I'm going to because you guys seem a little aggressive, but I'm going to check. I think this is one of the things that I'm going to, like, it's Jake, me. And I'm asking you, Jake, and I don't ask you that much. Yeah. Please, Remind me, because I'm going to check this out.
It's me, Clay Tatum,
okay.
Heather Lawless, John C. Riley.
I already carved it into my head. Look, see,
ben
look,
Jones.
I'm bleeding.
Ben Chums
look, I'm bleeding.
Created Stone Quackers.
Stone Quackers. It sounds fun. What am I talking about? It sounds fun. Doesn't sound fun. I bet it's fun because you're funny, and I'm sure whatever you do is funny. That's the real genuine answer, not it sounds fun. How fun could it sound? But it does sound fun. After
Thanks,
all that,
Tom.
I go full circle.
Every Saturday night.
Tom, do you have any shows coming up?
Thank you. You know, the only one that gives a shit. You think Aristotle gives a shit? You know what? Now he sits over there picking shit out of his pussy every week. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. You sit around, all of you, picking shit out of your pussy.
Is it because
and I'm,
of my bad April Fool's joke?
He did get me. Son of a bitch. I'm almost glad he did get me, though. He goes, oh, my God, the thing that records the show is broke. I'm like, oh.
He it was goes, more dramatic than that.
Well, I didn't want to make you look crazy. He went, Todd, bad news on the front. Todd, up ahead, there's trouble, Meander. The Podcasters Association of America wants to send over interviewers. What's going on? I don't know what I'm talking about. Nothing like talking and forgetting what you're talking about, but you're still talking.
You got any shows coming up?
You know I do. Funny you ask. I'm leaving all this in. Do I have any shows coming up? Yeah, but I've mentioned it on the show. I've mentioned it on the show. What?
How was Louis closing for you? Was that okay?
How was Louis? You know, I asked Louis if I could sell shirts that said, you know, that, what was it? The Todd Glass.
Closer? Or whatever.
Opening yeah. for Louis C.K. tour. Oh, no. The Louis C.K. closing for Todd Glass tour. Yeah.
Yeah. And I, he said, yeah. And then I saw, I don't know, I forgot the last I remember. Because the t-shirt place made them, and I'm now thinking, did they ever sell them? Because I remember thinking, oh, even if, you know, 10 million people buy them, I'm going to pay my fucking house off. You know when you start big with numbers? Fuck, even if, you know, 300 million people buy them, I want to think low. You know, I go, okay, if 85 billion people, that's what I'm thinking, because this lemonade is the shit. So 85 trillion billion people buy 70,000 bottles a year. I'm fucking the richest man on this planet. So, and that's all doable if you figure it out and go sideways and everything. With the numbers and the shit.
If you cut corners.
If you cut, thank you. You're the only one that believes in me. Right. That's what I think believing me is in. All right, I wish there was a safe word. You guys want to run and cry. It's the only way you can get away from me. I'm not stomping. Every week I'm tired of stopping the podcast because I think everybody else wants to leave. And you know what? Tonight I just go and let me just keep talking. Let's play this song and we're done.
Yeah.
Did you think I was going to do it? Commit to that bit? I'm done. Play the song. I'm fed up with myself. Despicable what I did. What I did tonight is unforgivable. Until next week, please accept my apologies. Now I'm going to have some fun and dance. Hey, by the way, I'm fine. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. That was like a bit.
It's over.
Oh, shit! Oh.
Okay, we started it again.
Nerdist.com